BC United, formerly the BC Liberals, leader Kevin Falcon has identified transportation as one of his party's priorities for the North ahead of the next provincial election in October 2024. I know how important transportation investment isn't in the province, and how critically important it is in the North, said Falcon while on a visit Friday to Prince George. We wanted to make very clear the kinds of things that we will be acting on day one, in terms of transportation, because by the time we go into the next election, I want the public to have absolutely no doubt about where we stand on key issues, and the things that we're going to fix and start fixing immediately. Falcon said a BC United government would resurrect the Cariboo Connector program, starting with construction of the next 2 four-lane projects in the corridor between Cache Creek and Prince George. It would also fast-track a new Taylor Bridge for the Peace Region, enhance safety and efficiency on key highways by adding passing lanes and rest stops, and focus on long-term infrastructure safety and resiliency. What it comes down to is recognizing that the North, and as I always remind people down south, that the majority of wealth in this province is generated outside the Lower Mainland, said Falcon. We have to make sure that we are putting resources back into the communities that generate that wealth, and we have never lost sight of that. He said BC Liberals, as a BC Liberal government, got a lot done and the party will do the same thing as a BC United government. We are going to invest in infrastructure, we're going to invest in healthcare, we're going to invest in post-secondary, and we're going to invest in people, and that's how we are going to get things back on track in British Columbia. New polling data released last week places the newly formed BC Conservatives second to the governing NDP with support from 25% of voters, 6 points ahead of Kevin Falcon's BC United. However, Falcon said he is not concerned about polling numbers. He said it's only been 6 months since the party changed its name from BC Liberals to BC United, and they expected it would take some time for everyone to get on board. If you actually look at the support, the non-NDP support, there's confused support that is saying BC Conservative when they're really thinking Federal Conservative, that's our support, said Falcon. The BC Conservatives recently gained official party status, and the funding that comes with it, after BC United MLA Bruce Banman crossed the floor to join the Chaco Lakes MLA John Rusted, leader of the party. Rusted is a former BC Liberal MLA who was kicked out of the party caucus over his skeptical views on climate change. In August, School District 57 Chair Rachel Weber was declared the BC Conservative Party candidate for Prince George Mackenzie. But I also know that we're in a marathon, not a sprint, Falcon said. You can't expect the public who's busy raising kids and trying to do jobs and all the things that they've got going on every day, to be thinking about what the party is up to. He said by the time the next election rolls around in a year, people will be more familiar with the BC United Party and its name change. They are going to know why they want to support us, because we're going to have outstanding candidates. We're going to have great policies, and we're going to have a positive vision for the future that talks about how we're going to fix things and get BC back on track, said Falcon. That's a winning combination. With files from Tim Petruk, Castanet.